The territorial government has awarded three recipients with this year's 2025 Accessibility Impact Awards. Yellowknife's Katie Johnson, a mother of two, is recognized for her advocacy for children with autism and their families across the NWT. She's the winner of the GNWT Accessibility and Inclusion Award. Johnson secured funding through Field Law's Community Fund to organize events like a Halloween party, a snow castle outing, and an ice fishing day, the GNWT notes. These gatherings brought autistic children and their families together in meaningful ways, it states. Kelly Slack is the winner of the NWT Disabilities Council's Judith A. Sharp Memorial Community Champion Award. She was recognized for more than 15 years of volunteer work with Special Olympics NWT. For many children with intellectual disabilities, there are very few supportive opportunities to participate in sport and recreation. Thanks to Kelly, Special Olympics is not only an opportunity, it is a fun and encouraging space for them to challenge and develop their physical literacy skills, the GNWT said of her. The city's new aquatic center is also the winner of the 2025 Accessibility Award. The GNWT credited the pool for having automatic doors, accessible change spaces and ramps into the pool that benefit people with disabilities. Barrier-free access promotes inclusiveness so that everyone can participate in our communities in a manner that respects their dignity. We offer our sincere congratulations to the Yellowknife Aquatic Center and urge other construction projects across the territory to follow the city's lead, the GNWT stated.